So, as I was saying, a lot of people's inner child is on blast right now. If you haven't healed any wounds from your childhood wounds are very loud right now. Mashallah, people can hear your inner child, mashallah. All of our inner childs, mashallah. I can hear Basan's inner child. I can hear Cat Williams' inner child. I can hear Monique's inner child. I can hear my inner child all the time when I speak, all the time when I laugh, all the time when I criticize. All the time when I get mad. So right now, mashallah, if your inner child is healing, your inner child is receiving the benefits of being a child. What will you be receiving at this time? Grace. Grace. I'm hearing God is saying everything that could have been, everything that could have happened didn't happen because of me. Everything that the enemy wanted for you didn't. And matter of fact, we're not even going to continue, but you know what it is. You know what it is. You know what happened instead, mashallah. You know what happened instead in behind those closed doors in secret. You peeped how God moved quickly, swiftly, and on time. Some of us didn't quick. It wasn't quick at all. Felt like we was dying damn near. And right at the edge, boom, God pulled through. So blessings at this time. Be ready for them. We have traveled to a new city. I see you moving, okay? I see you moving, some of y'all traveling. I see y'all. We have be open to travel, okay? Period. We have transformation. And we have enjoy the moment. And we have love yourself. Right now, you have to make some really tough decisions in regards to yourself, in regards to your mental health, in regards to your overall health, in regards to your decision making. I feel like you are just going to be doing what you need to do in order to do what's best for you. Okay, mashallah. We have stand 10 toes behind every decision you make. We got fake love. And we have payday. And we have the burdens are lifting. So right now, there's a lot of people who want to be a soul. They see your worth with fake love. They clearly can see it. But it's jealousy. Because we have, you are the moon, you are the sun, you are the nurturer, you are the healer, your love is profound, you know, you are my peace, da, da, da. All this is true. All this is very, very true, but they hate you for it. Like, they are very jealous of you for it, you know. It's giving, you know, Monique, you know, how they were saying, oh, yeah, you're my sister, you know. My sister, you're my mother, you're my auntie. I see you in this light, right? But then when they turn around, Monique is hard to deal with. Oh, Monique should be getting over the things that she's getting. Oh, Monique is this. This is what I'm feeling here. This is what you're getting here. People are saying, yes, this is da 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 da. They're singing your praises, blah, 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 blah. But behind your back, they're talking mad shit. People who are saying all this to your face, oh, yeah, da 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 da. They're talking mad shit behind your back. Mad shit. But listen, you don't want no problems, you just talking. You don't want no problems, you just talking. You don't want no problems, you just talking. It's just talking. These people don't want no problems. That's the reason why they've been behind the closed doors. And it's a secret. You don't want no fucking problems. It's just talking. So you don't address it. You don't give it no energy. You hear this fake love? You don't give it no energy. Because I was talking to my spirit guys the other day. We got fake love, fake love, fake love. I said, me? You don't gotta love me. I love me more than anybody. God love me. That's the only love I really give a fuck about, to be honest. Me. You don't gotta try to like me. Please. Please, please, please. Don't ever try to pretend to be my friend because you feel like you want to spare me. Trust. I'm gonna do better without you. Word to my mother, word to God. I'm better without you. I'm better off without you. If you ever feel like, oh nah, I'm gonna be nice because, you know, whatever reason, besides you being ingenuine, you genuinely want to see good things in my life happen, I don't care what the reason is. I don't feel bad. Whatever that reason is, invalid. Debunk that. It's okay to treat me like a piece of shit if that's how you view me. It's okay to ignore me. It's okay to shame me. Just do you. Be you. Don't be fake. Just be okay with me eating you up too. Just be okay with them consequences too. And that's what a lot of people don't be wanting. They don't be okay with that. They don't be okay with the consequences. That's why they gotta do shady stuff. That's why they gotta be fake to my face. Cause they don't want that smoke. They don't want that fucking smoke. So listen, it's just talking. Don't be serious. Like I said, it's just talking. We have Worthy. Mashallah. People don't like the fact that you know who you are. With Conceited here, you know who you are. It's like, I feel like these people are trying to feed you bullshit and you're not taking it. You're just not accepting it. It's like, it's not penetrating through. You know what I mean? Or even if you are, even if it seems like, oh yeah, you know, we're just getting along. They know that you're faking it. I just want you to know that. They know whatever this fake love is a two-way stream. They understand that. They see that. They hate that. They know it's fake. They know you being fake. They know you don't really like them. They know you don't really like them. They know. And we have sick of you. They're mad because you continue to smile and continue to do you regardless. Because it's just talking. You don't want no problems. You just talking. Okay? That was a channeled song message from Northwest. I was like, how is Northy, a child, a little baby, able to literally understand them? Literally just bless me. We have, no one said this would be easy. We have generational wealth and we have don't overthink it, period. Don't overthink any of your moves at this time. Mashallah. You're doing just fine. You're doing amazing. Mashallah. Don't overthink any of your decisions. You're very, very trustworthy. We have something fun. We have one night stand. Uh-oh. We have jealousy. We have, and love yourself. We got love yourself, jealousy, do something fun, and one night stand. I see you having a little fun, okay? I'm not gonna lie. I do see you depriving yourself of a little fun. I do see you having some fun, mashallah. People are very jealous of your sexual energy, okay? You're just sexually charged. Whether you're dressing provocative, even if it's the winter time, you don't need to necessarily be dressing provocatively, but people can see that you're just sexually charged, okay? It's something about your charge, your energy, okay? They're very jealous of it at this time. We have drama. Also, people feel like you're trying to fuck their husband, whoever the fuck. People like you trying to fuck the man or the husband, okay? The drama. We have obsession. We have move your body. So people right now with obsession, they feel like they're just obsessed with you. They cannot let it go. Whatever drama it is that you guys have together, they just will not let it go, honey bunny. That's not your problem. That's not your problem. The universe is going to universe and do what it do, baby. Or the time with move your body, you're being told to keep yourself active. Yeah, like I think I was talking to my daughter the other day. How people feel about you is none of your business. The way you feel about you is your business. The way other feels about you is none of your business. That has nothing to do with you, because you know who you are. They don't. They don't live in your body. They don't live in your soul. They don't live in your skin. They don't know a fuck ass thing. So keep doing you, baby. Also, make sure you get your exercise. Make sure you're walking, you're stretching your legs. Like, guess what? I've been in the house for so long. Finally, I went outside, stretched my legs. I was like, damn, I feel good as fuck. You just feel better when you go outside and you do some exercise. It feels so good. Make sure you guys are going outside, get some fresh air, get some sun. Or not sun. Like, today was mad fucking cloudy. It looked like it was going to rain. I still went outside, got some fresh air. So make sure you get some fresh air, okay? We have face cards never decline. So some of you guys are very gorgeous, mashallah, and that's why people are jealous. Because look at Lola's. We have sick of you. We have fake love. We have jealousy. We have drama. We have love yourself. And guess what? You still a pretty ass, paid ass, smiling ass bitch, huh? And they can't stand it, honey. They cannot stand it. But like I said, that's not your business. That's not your motherfucking problem. That's not your prerogative to find out. You continue to do you. You continue to be happy. Girl, the way I'm about to have me some motherfucking pizza and have me a good motherfucking day, okay? Period. Let's see the last closing messages. We have, I still think about you, and you are protected, and it's in your DNA. So for the people who are like, man, people are literally so fucking obsessed with me. They don't want no problems. They're just talking. Some of you live rent free in people's minds. Like, they go to sleep with thinking about you all day. They thinking about you. They think about you and think. It's like you don't pay no rent. You don't feed them. You don't fuck them. You don't fund them. But you just on their mind all day. You don't give them nothing. Nothing in life. Nothing. Not a dollar, not a penny, not a cent. And they wake up thinking about you. They go to sleep thinking about you. And they always think about you. And it's in your DNA. That's why. That's because you're not a regular person. Stop thinking you're regular. Your life will never be regular. Oh, and don't forget to remind them that they're not the first, second, or third to be obsessed with you. That's what they do. Especially when you are one of a kind, rare person who know who they are. Yeah, people are going to be fucking obsessed with you. Duh, that's normal. The fuck? That's their job. That's your confirmation from God. Look at them gifts, girl. Look at you shine, girl. They so mad at you, baby. They can't let you go. That's God talking to you. That's God. You got to be quiet. You got to be quiet. Sometimes you just got to listen. Look at this. You're not even paying no mind. Motherfuckers got all this energy, all this time for you. People you don't even care. People you don't even care to see. People you don't even care to know. They care to know you. They care to see you. They think about you. And that's because it's in your blood. That's in your lineage. You feel me? It's like that. So don't be tired. And we have fuck me. They want to fuck too. Most of the times, that's what it is. And I get that. I be getting a lot of like that energy from like quote unquote straight women. Like quote unquote straight women. Like, girl, if you want to fuck, just say that. Like, you want to fuck. I feel like there's some people who they may be with someone already. Right, they may be with someone already, so they can't be with you. So what is their next best thing? To fuck with you. That's just so they could keep you around. Just so they could have you around. So they could be like, yeah, I'm connected to this person. I know this person. You know, this really fine, sexy individual. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's really weird. Like some people, like the other day, I was like, damn, there are the people who are like, they love trauma responding. They love a trauma responding one to me. Like whatever it is that happened in their childhood, I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna know. I'm gonna find out eventually. Cause I'm gonna find, especially if you haven't healed, I'm going to find out no one cared about you. Everyone ignored you. Everyone put you to the side. I'm gonna know. I am like a human fucking informationalist. Like, you don't gotta tell me a fuck ass thing. I fucking know everything. I know fucking everything. So, yeah. Some people, another thing is too, people who are obsessed with you and they've tried to literally fuck with you, they can. They feel like, damn, like, that's a powerful ass person. Like, maybe I need to be with that person. Maybe my partner isn't as powerful. I wish my partner would love me. I wish my partner would stand up for me. They're like, damn, I wish, you know, I was with that. Even if they don't like you, y'all, these are people who are obsessed. We have annoyed here. We have love every curve. People who are fully obsessed. They're like, bro, I wish, you know, I had a little piece of that. The fuck? Can I get a piece of your love? Tell your bitch I like you. Like, there's some people fully trying to insert themselves in your life in a very sexual manner. Simply because they've been obsessed. They tried, you couldn't. And they're like, wow, that's power right there. That is power. I want that. That's weird as fuck, but that's the world we live in. People are very strange. Let me tell you, I got a neighbor. She's very strange, you know? I was talking about, oh, remember when you meet everybody? You thought you met every kind of person? So tell me this. Tell me why I've been having, bro. I've been hearing noise, right? Supposedly, there's nobody upstairs. She up there. She crazy. And she be listening to all my conversations, follow me around my house, tapping, falling. Like, there's all kinds of people out there in the world. You feel me? But you can never stop being yourself because of other people. You know? But luckily for me, she lived right downstairs next to the right bitch. Not gonna lie. right to the right person. Yeah. Me. We have Yes Year Approved. We got Fucking Dude Anyway. And we have Do Something Fun. So some of you're being told, instead of paying your bills, do something fun. Okay, bye.